Welcome, everybody. Welcome to speakenjoyment.com. Welcome to the nightly share. This is your host, Mordechai Plotzker. Happy to be here. I wanted to dedicate tonight's share as a refuah shleima to Art Roussel, who is in need of Rachamim Shamayim, refuah shleima to Avram Chizkio Ben Bluma, and also refuah shleima to Chaya Rizal Basara, and B'soch Shara Chol Yisrael. Please have in mind at this time to insert the name, and we'll be dedicating our Torah learning tonight. Everybody should have a refuah shleima l'karuv mamash. So there's a story about Rav Levi Yitzchak from Berditchev that when he got to Kol Nidre, he wasn't able to say the words. And a few students were able to sum up strength to ask the great Rebbe, why was it that he had to delay the Kol Nidre service? And he explained that in the back of the shul, there's a Russian soldier, and he was taken from his family at the age of 6. And all he had learned up until that point was the aleph-bays, the alphabet. And he only knew a few letters, but he couldn't read. He couldn't put the words together. Couldn't put the letters into words in order to enunciate what he tried to say. So he took all the letters and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me assemble these letters so that they can reach the highest level before your heavenly throne and that I should be inscribed with my family for a happy, healthy year. And so the Berditchever was saying that he had to wait until all of the letters were formed in the way that this person desired them to be formed so that his prayer can be included together with everyone else's. So there's an innate, you know, thankfulness that this person obviously felt when he was able to dedicate his thoughts and his feelings and his emotions toward the Ribbono Shel Olam. And so in this week's parsha, we see that in addition to the spiritual realm, there's also the physical elements that bring a person to a certain level of happiness. The Torah says that kisivne b'ayefchadash v'sisa ma'ake l'gagecha, when a person purchases a new home, he's required to put a fence around it. Why? Ki yipol hanofel mimenu. Because an individual may fall from the roof when he's assembling the house and hurt himself. So say Chazal that, you know, in every circumstance of life, there's certain milestones that a person reaches. Some people reach individual milestones. It could be a birthday, a celebration, you know, sweet 16, 18 years old, and you can go out and vote. You can go out and be a productive member of society through employment, etc. So those are personal milestones. And then you have other milestones where a person gets married, let's say, for example, and that level of joy is incomparable to somebody who didn't yet have that experience. And then you have another level, says the Kedushas Levi, where a person has a child, so then you're celebrating birth. So there's also another level of simcha, but it's difficult to translate the simcha into a form of words when you don't really know how to say thank you. So therefore, the Torah tells us something fascinating, where we learn that the word gagecha is gematria gimel gimel chaf, is 3 plus 3 plus 20 equal to 26. And that is the Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, also 26. So a person is really saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have all of these wonderful things that have graced my life, and I don't know how to express my gratitude. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please take all of this back and try to formulate the right words, the right letters, that they should form themselves into the proper words by which I can say thank you properly. We know in our davening, we have Hakel, Akado, Agiro. You know, we have so many ways of describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is, why don't we just keep on going? And then the damage there would be that if we keep on going, Ein L'Davar Sof. So therefore, Chazal did us a favor by limiting the number of words by which we have our tefillos, which is why every word is so precious and powerful. And so similarly over here, when a person experiences something powerful, something amazing, then there's the same opportunity for a person to try to convey, but the person's just simply unable to do so. So therefore, legagecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to say thank you, but I'm not really sure how. So let the word gagecha be a replacement. Let the word, the same way that we had that Russian soldier who wasn't able to properly convey, you know, the letters and have them form into words because he wasn't yet able to do so, taken away at the young age, the tender age of 6 years of age, and now he's coming back as a 36-year-old and he feels a little bit embarrassed. So now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me, says the Russian soldier in the 1800s, to help formulate the proper HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so that is how we usher in the Yom HaNorayim. There's a lot of challenges that a person can see, but really we have to look at them as opportunities. And granted that there are challenges that everyone has, but as they say, that a gem has to be sharpened, and sometimes it has to experience a little bit of friction in order for it to shine. And that's true of the human spirit. We are in a period, as we will soon get in, a little closer to Kisavo and then Nitzavim and Vayelech, and as we have the march calendar, so to speak, marching forward toward the Yom HaNorayim, which are readily approaching, and hopefully, God willing, we'll talk about this some more. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kuchem B'Fnei Hashem Elokecha. We have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at us Mereishis Hashana Arach Hashana, from the beginning of the year until the very end of the year. And the word Lefnei in the Pasuk of Nitzavim is that it's Lashon Panoi, that it's Lashon of turning. So Hashem is always looking at us. Now the question is, now that we have the time, we really should be preparing this now, that we should be preparing to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always looking to us. Now is our opportunity to look to Hashem and communicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to thank Hashem for all the things that we have and all the things that we do not have. And if we are sensitive to these things and we see the Yad Hashem in all our actions, then we make our lives so much more meaningful and robust, as opposed to simply saying, oh, this happens and that happens. It's not a way to live. It's, you know, we live more fully and more robustly when we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our partner in everything, and that sometimes in life there are challenges, but we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see the good, that we should be able to see the good in all the things that we otherwise would think otherwise, that it doesn't really present itself as something positive. And with that bracha, I wish everyone that we should be blessed with Kol Minei Tov. And as Rabbi Tendler once said, when we daven for Rosh Chodesh, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us Tov, to give us good things. And that the blessing within is that we should be able to see the good and not just simply receive. We should look for the good, and we should say, thank you, Hashem, for all these things, and thank you, Hashem, for all the things I don't have. And we're going to go forward and persevere and continue on the mahalach of growth and progress, and not just simply be standing still, but moving forward. Have a great week, and Shavua Tov. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing you the very best.